The 58-43 win over Henninger Scranton. With us is Torrey Richter for Central Cass, the 5'5 sophomore guard. And Torrey, you're back here at State. It's a different venue, but you're in the Minot State Dome. It kind of feels like anytime you play in a quarterfinal round game, you have to kind of slowly but surely grab your footing. What was the first half like in terms of you found your rhythm really in the second half, but what was the first half like here against the Nighthawks?
I think in the first half we came out, we scored a couple of the first points, but then we kind of took a little break right there in the second quarter, and we just really had to talk about it and get together and figure out ways that we needed to adjust after what happened there. But we just were really excited to play tonight, and we came out and we did what we had to do.
The one thing I like is with you and Riley Holzer, it seems like you guys can interchange all the time, and you had a nice play there late in the second half going back and forth with Riley. What's it like playing with her as a teammate?
It's really fun playing with Riley. You know, we can both do like the same things, and just like in practice going against each other, it's just really fun because we know each other so well. We've been playing like together since we were younger, and she's just a great player to be around, and she's really good with the pass and finding whether it's me or anyone on the court, and it's really good for her.
And, you know, DeConte Smith has had a number of block shots recently, and she got another big one here. When you see DeConte Smith just swap the ball, what's going through your mind defensively or offensively?
It's really great. She's a great defensive player and offensive player. And when she swats that, like, into the stands, you know, the whole crowd goes crazy. And it's just really fun to play in that atmosphere. And the student section loves her, so it's really great.
You know, this win is a step forward. Obviously, this is the same step that you were at last year, winning a quarterfinal round game, now back in the semifinals. What's the experience of last year, and how do you think that helps you and this team in terms of the amount of players that are coming back this season?
Yeah, it's really good to have like that experience that we have. We have 8 players who did play in that semifinal game, and we know we have to come out strong. We didn't come out the way that we wanted to, and we let Langdon get the best of us. But this year, no matter who we play, we just have to come out strong and play our game and do what we have to do to get things done.
Final thing for you, Torrey. Now you got about, let's see here, 25 hours almost precisely before your next tip. So what's the next 25 hours going to be like? Going to put the feet up, probably watch the next game to see your opponent. What's the next 25 hours like?
Yeah, we're going to watch the next game and see who can get the win out tonight, because it's going to be a really good game. And then we're just kind of going to relax, and we're just going to hang out together and just do some team bonding. And it's just going to be a waiting game, you know, playing later than usual. Yep. Is going to be a little bit different, but I think no matter what, we're just going to have fun and do what we have to do.
Hey, Torrey, thanks so much for your time. We'll see you here tomorrow night, okay?
Thank you.
Torrey Richter, sophomore guard with us here from the Central Cass Squirrels with the win as they advance to the semifinals by a final of, again, 58-43.